Our reading for today is from Acts, the 27th chapter, verses 27 to 44. When the 14th night had come, as we were being driven across the Adriatic Sea, about midnight the sailors suspected that they were nearing land. So they took a sounding and found 20 fathoms. A little further on they took a sounding again and found 15 fathoms. And fearing that we might run on the rocks, they let down 4 anchors from the stern and prayed for day to come. And as the sailors were seeking to escape from the ship and had lowered the ship's boat into the sea under the pretense of laying out anchors from the bow, Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, "Unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved." Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the ship's boat and let it go. As day was about to dawn, Paul urged them all to take some food, saying, "Today is the 14th day that you have continued in suspense and without food, having taken nothing. Therefore I urge you to take some food, for it will give you strength, for not a hair is to perish from the head of any of you." And when he said these things, he took bread, and giving thanks to God in the presence of all, he broke it and began to eat. And they were all encouraged and ate some food for themselves. We were in all 276 persons in the ship. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship, throwing out all the wheat into the sea. Now when it was day, they did not recognize the land, but they noticed a bay with a beach on which they planned, if possible, to run the ship ashore. So they cast off the anchors and left them in the sea, at the same time loosening the ropes that tied the rudders. Then hoisting the foresail to the wind, they made for the beach. But striking a reef, they ran the vessel aground. The bow stuck and remained immovable, and the stern was being broken up by the surf. The soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners, lest any should swim away and escape. But the centurion, wishing to save Paul, kept them from carrying out their plan. He ordered those who could swim to jump overboard first and make for the land, and the rest on planks or on pieces of the ship. And so it was that all were brought safely to land. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Alan Rickard, St. John Lutheran Church, Fraser, Michigan.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Author Mark Twain once quipped, "To succeed in this life, you need 2 things, ignorance and confidence." Anyone who has witnessed a toddler fearlessly leaping into a swimming pool with no clue as to what will happen if there's no one there to catch them understands where Twain is coming from. There is a certain confidence that one might have when he or she is clueless about the consequences. But this confidence pales in comparison to the confidence that fills your soul when you are absolutely certain of the outcome. Scary movies are not as scary the second time around when you already know how they end. Such is the confidence that Paul had in the midst of a terrible storm at sea. The waves crashed against the boat. The rain fell so violently that hardened sailors were praying for morning. Fearful that they might be crushed against the rocks, the soldiers sought to escape by using the ship's lifeboats, desperate for any hope of reaching shore. They were convinced that their ship was a lost cause, and in the midst of such panic, there sat the Apostle Paul, urging them to eat something. What gave Paul such tremendous confidence in the face of petrifying conditions? He knew the outcome. He knew how the story would end. You see, Paul had been visited by an angel, a messenger from God, who told Paul, "Do not be afraid, you must stand before Caesar." Paul knew that he would survive the storm, for he had been told as much by God. Paul knew that the soldiers, sailors, and other prisoners on the ship, 276 people in all, would survive the storm, for he had been told as much by God. Paul had the confidence not of being oblivious to possible dangers, but the confidence of knowing that no matter what dangers reared their ugly heads, he and his traveling companions would survive the journey, for he had the promise of God. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we too have the promise of God. We have the confidence that comes only from knowing how the story ends. As Paul himself wrote in Romans, the sufferings of this life are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us at the end of the journey. So often our lives are laid siege by fear and doubt and uncertainty. A disease threatens our lives or the lives of a loved one. A job loss ushers in the uncertainty as to where we will come up with the money to meet our bills. The loneliness of a broken relationship or a relationship that never materialized fills us with uncertainty about the future. In such moments, we, like Paul, are called to put away our fear and remember the promise of our Lord. No matter what hardships this life throws at us, we have the promise of salvation through the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the hope of deliverance given to us personally through the cleansing water of baptism, a hope that is strengthened and nourished as we feast on our Lord's Supper. And while the knowledge of this promise doesn't take away the problems in our life or make our lives smooth sailing, it does give us the confidence to sit and eat in the midst of the storms. We, like Paul, know how to handle whatever this life throws at us. We know how to be brought low, and we know how to abound. We know the secret of being content in any circumstance, be it good or bad. We know the secret of facing plenty or hunger, abundance or need, sickness or health. We can handle anything through Christ who gives us strength, for we know that we do not handle it alone. We have the promise of God that He will see us through. He will provide comfort for us in the promises of His Word. He will provide for our needs in the fellowship of His church. He will not abandon us to the rocks and waves. So next time you find yourself terrorized by one of life's storms looming on the horizon, or by the crashing of the waves as they threaten to overwhelm you, fear not. Take heart. Don't let Satan drive you to despair. You are a baptized child of God. You will make it safely to your heavenly home. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Aaron Rickard for today's meditation on God's Word.